Sungard, HTX9, 1+ 6 and Duplex Wireless, Oculus Go. This is the latest tech news.
This is
Tech Chat Friday News Update
with your host,
David Cannon.
All right then, today is the last day of November, which means it is nearly December and it's nearly Christmas. Hello everyone, it is David Cannon here. This is the Friday News Update, episode 54 for Friday the 30th of November 2018. And if you're on a Galaxy Note 9, this week could feel like Christmas has come early for you. More on that later. Plus, Honor have announced a brand new budget phone that could be a very good, affordable Christmas present. So let's get going. This is the Friday News Update, and first up this week, if you're on a Galaxy Note 9, you could apply to be part of the Android Pie beta program this week. So a message is appearing for some Galaxy Note 9 owners in the US within the Samsung Plus app, which you need to update to the latest version, and then go into the app and you could see a message inviting you to join the Android Pie beta program. And if you click on that, then you could get Android Pie and the new One UI from Samsung. Samsung's brand new interface with dark mode and redesigned built-in apps and all kinds of new stuff, plus all the new features of Android Pie. It's really cool that you're getting this so early. Samsung have never been this quick updates, but do bear in mind this is a beta program, so this is not the final version of the software. It will be fairly bug-free, but there will be bugs and it could crash. So if there's really important stuff on your phone, I wouldn't recommend entering this beta program, but if you don't mind a few bugs and the small risk that everything could crash, then go into the Samsung Plus app as long as it is completely updated to the latest version and you are on an unlocked Galaxy Note 9 for now. Those are the only ones that work. And you might be able to get Android Pie. Next up, big news for Google's Project Fi. This is Google's mobile network in the US, and it just got a lot bigger. It's now called Google Fi, and it now works on many, many more Android phones and iPhones. So first up, why choose Google Fi? Why not T-Mobile or Verizon or something like that? Well, you can use your data in over 170 countries without any additional costs. It switches between 3 mobile networks in the US automatically without you having to do anything to get the best signal. So if one network doesn't have signal in one city, then it can switch over to another network which does have signal. So that's cool. And also, there's a thing called bill protection. So you pay per gig of data you use each month up to 6 gig, and then any more you use is totally free. You don't have to pay for going over 6 gig of data, so you don't actually have to worry about data limits at all, really. Just use as much as you like. Although they do slow your connection down after you use 15 gig, so try not to use too much. But that's all very cool, but you can now use that on many, many more Android phones. Most Android phones are compatible with a SIM-free plan from Google Fi, but now iPhones are as well. So there's a few catches here. It doesn't work with everything, so you have to change up a few settings on iPhones to get text to work, and visual voicemails won't work on Google Fi, which is a real shame, but you can live with it. You can totally live with it. And also, you don't get this network switching thing on iPhones. So if you're in an area with bad signal, you'll just have to put up with it. But still, the roaming and bill protection features are very, very cool. So you can now sign up to Google Fi if you're in the US at fi.google.com. Definitely check it out. Next up, Honor have announced a brand new budget phone. It's really, really good for the price. It's amazing, to be honest. So this is the Honor 8C, and of course, yes, it has a notch. It's not huge, but it's moderately big. You will notice it a bit, but you'll forget about it, don't worry. And we get a plastic back, although if you buy the blue version, it kind of looks a bit like a glass back, like the one on the Honor 8X with some cool looking reflections on the back. A 6.3 inch screen with a 720p resolution, pretty good. And we're also getting dual cameras on the back, 13 megapixel f1.8, sounds pretty good, and 2 megapixel f2.4 for the second lens, which is going to allow you to do some background blurring. A Snapdragon 632, which is a pretty good processor for the price, with 4GB of RAM, which should be plenty, and we're also getting a 4,000 milliamp hour battery, which is amazing. That's huge. So that's gonna last you ages. 8 megapixel f2.0 selfie camera, which should be okay, usable, and there is apparently facial recognition that works well in the dark, so even if you're walking around at night, it'll still be able to do facial recognition. That's cool. Sadly, we are getting the old Android Oreo with EMUI 8.2 on top, which certainly isn't the most popular Android interface, and we're also getting micro USB. It would have been cool to see Honor switch to USB-C with this one. Nobody uses micro USB anymore. We've all moved on to USB-C, but I can forgive them for that because there is a headphone jack, which is fantastic. Well done, Honor, for keeping the headphone jack, but that is going to cost 11,999 rupees in India, which is about £135 in the UK, which is unbelievably cheap for these specs. I mean, good screen, good cameras, good processor, huge battery. There's like no compromises here really at all. Everything you're getting here is really good, although the plastic back is maybe a little bit of a compromise, but definitely worth the money. If it comes to the UK, I will recommend that straight away, and I think it will be about £160 in the UK. But if you live in India, that's going to be released on the 10th of December. Next up, LG have trademarked three new names. They are Flex, Foldy, and Duplex. Do those hint anything to you? Because that suggests LG is working on folding phones. And these trademarks are even for smartphones, as the trademark application says. So definitely folding phones coming from LG, as long as they don't abandon them. We're getting a folding phone from LG. Very exciting. And also, LG have patented 16 cameras on a phone. It's going to be known as a hexadecimal camera, not a dual camera, not a triple camera. Those are just pathetic. 16 cameras. Because apparently that's what we need. Each camera is going to be held at an angle, so it's going to be able to take photos from slightly different angles, and then you'll be able to choose the best looking one captured from all 16 cameras, so kind of like Google's Top Shot thing. But you're also going to be able to cut out a portion of an image and replace it with the same section of the image from a different angle. So you can replace somebody's head that's kind of looking away with the same head but looking in the right direction because it's taken at a different angle. And on a toy, you can also change their head so that it's angled in a certain direction. It's a weird idea. And the weirdest thing is that this will allow the phone to make a moving image. And I don't know exactly what that means, but I believe from what I'm seeing in this patent application, it'll basically make a picture you can rotate around and move around as if it's sort of a 3D object. So that's going to be really, really impressive. There's even going to be, when you cut out a head, it will be able to replace it with the same head from a completely different photo taken like even months before. So LG's going to be really innovating next year by looks of it in cameras. LG have also patented a mirror on the back of a phone, so you can take selfies with the back cameras. So maybe LG is planning to get rid of the selfie camera and go fully bezel-less. If you're in the UK and you're looking forward to Samsung's folding phone, the Galaxy Flex, as it's rumoured to be called, you better start saving up now because some pricing and availability details just leaked and it's gonna be expensive. So first of all, it's apparently gonna be exclusive to EE in the UK, which is a mobile network in the UK. And it's gonna start at £1,500, going up to £2,000. I mean, we already really knew that this was gonna be really expensive, but £2,000, yeah, you really need to start saving up now if you wanna buy that. But if you're already on EE, get ready to upgrade to this Galaxy Flex if you are really rich, I guess. And finally, the sequel to the Vivo Nex S has leaked this week, thanks to some hands-on photos posted on the Chinese social media site Weibo, and also a teaser video posted by YouTube channel Mr. Who's the Boss, which is almost certainly for the Vivo Nex 2. So this is gonna have triple cameras this time, surrounded by a weird LED lunar ring, which apparently is gonna act as a notification LED. And we're also gonna get a second screen on the back, so you'll be able to use one app on the front and another on the back, or you'll be able to take selfies on the second screen on the back using the triple camera on the back, because you'll be able to see yourself and the cameras will be able to see you, which means we don't need a pop-up selfie camera. So there's going to be no pop-up elements here at all. It's just going to be fully bezel-less on the front, no bezels almost whatsoever, because there's no need for a selfie camera anymore. And we're also apparently gonna get a time of flight camera on the back, which will allow it to kind of 3D scan objects and make 3D models of objects. It'll also apparently be able to virtually put clothes on you. I don't know how it's gonna do that, but that sounds pretty cool. And it'll also be able to detect gestures made from far away, so it'll have a gesture control system by the sounds of it. That's gonna be really cool. And apparently it's gonna launch in December. So that is coming next month, and that is gonna be so incredible. I cannot wait to see this. And finally, also coming next month, the Huawei Nova 4 budget phone, but that didn't stop it appearing on a Chinese live stream today. So this looks like it's gonna be the first phone with a hole in the screen for the selfie camera. So there'll be no notch, no bezels at all apart from a small chin, just a camera floating in the corner of the screen. And this is what we think the Galaxy S10 will look like as well. That's what we think its design will be, but it looks like Huawei might beat them to it with the Huawei Nova 4, which will be announced on the 4th of December next month. But for now, thanks for listening and goodbye.